the three stages of enlightenment. The first stage of enlightenment being asleep. The first stage of enlightenment begins when we are born, as we are socialized and taught what to believe, as we are exposed to and accept the mores of the society we are born into. With our birth, our identity is often already predetermined. The color of our skin, country we are born into, religion, and many other man-made comparisons often dictate our future in the world. We believe these comparisons are true by observing others, reading about them in books and newspapers, and by watching TV and movies. Many people believe and internalize these differences, further proving to themselves they are better, more important than another. Those who accept and believe what they were taught is true, despite their success in life, remain asleep, destined to live a life of mediocrity, believing their happiness and meaning will come from the world. It will not. The second stage of enlightenment, awakening. Those who awaken begin to question if everything we learned and accepted to be real in life as we were growing up was true. A feeling begins to flourish within, no longer able to be ignored, questioning the validity of everything we once believed. Though we may be leading a successful life, be wealthy, famous, or any other learned comparison as to what success is, it no longer quells the uneasy feelings we experience coming from deep within us. The anguish we feel emanates from our spirit, present within every life. Some may call the spirit God, soul, essence, or assign it another name. It does not matter. It represents our guide through life and gives our life meaning. We awaken when we first sense something is wrong, begin to question if what we learned and accepted was true may not have been, beginning us on a journey we have no choice but to pursue, a journey toward enlightenment. The third stage of enlightenment. Enlightenment. Enlightenment happens when we finally accept everything we learned and believed to be true was not. Despite our appearance, wealth, job, material possessions, or any other comparison we were taught differentiates us from one another, we now realize we are not better or more important than anyone else. We begin to hear our spirit within, embracing its message by sharing our love unconditionally with all others. Though what we learned when we were young will remain with us, its influence on our life is now minimal. Instead of competing, we now wish to cooperate. Instead of living in fear, we now seek to live our life with love. And instead of desiring only what is best for ourselves, we now wish to selflessly help others to ease their journey through life. With this change and acceptance of the Spirit's message, we move further along the path toward enlightenment.